call the meeting to order. Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Lindblom?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Elder?
Here.
LaChance is absent. Chacon?
Here.
And Rodriguez is not here yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keeps taking pictures.
Recognition of visitors. We recognize Tom Lindblom here as our consultant for the painting, and Seaver is the city liaison, and Rob is the finance director for the city. So welcome, everybody. Amendments to the agenda, we're going to discuss right after staff comment, before Michelle does her, or the, before Sandy does the treasurer's report, we're going to talk, have Tom talk about why we have to revote on the bid for paint, for the painting. So we'll move that up there into the number seven, right after number seven. Anybody else have any changes, amendments, things they want to talk to? Actually, I think under new business, we need to discuss the 5K.
And if you could also add cost-cutting measures back in.
Cost-cutting under unfinished? Okay. All righty. Anything else? We're good. Has everybody looked at the minutes? Have we had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yes. I will accept the minutes as written.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Correspondence. Anything, anybody send us any mail? No? Okay. Public comment. Not seeing any public. We'll move on to staff comment. Nobody from the staff has anything to say? Okay. Tom, the floor is yours.
That's quick.
Yeah, I told you it goes quick to that point.
I'm sure most of you have heard this story about the last time I made a mistake. It was when I thought I made a mistake. And I've made a couple mistakes in this process. If you will recall, I explained, I think last month, that I've been working with Erin from the city and had a lot of cooperation from her. But the city and Erin have one way of doing things, and I was used to another way of doing things. Neither one was right, neither one was wrong. Well, in the process, you'll recall that the existing building was stained, the siding was stained and not painted. That's what was called for by the architects and the specifications. The beginning of this process, then, the city staff did some work with the specifications, and they called for it to be stained also. After your meeting here, I went home, and the next day or so, I started thinking, that stain is fading. And I was afraid that if we do the same thing again, we're going to be, we're going to be back here in 10 years doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I called two painting contractors that I've worked with in the past, and I said, what would you recommend? And each one independently said, certainly paint and not stain. What paint would you use? And they specified the paint for me with the Sherwin-Williams brand. I also stopped at Sherwin-Williams, now that we have a store here in town, and I asked them, would you guarantee, warranty, whatever you want to call it, to put paint over stain? And they said yes. The city staff has said, no, you can't do that. Well, I've had two painting contractors. I've had the manufacturer say yes. And while I was at Sherwin-Williams, there was another gentleman there, anonymous to me, that was obviously a painter or a painting contractor, getting a lot of supplies, and he heard the discussion. And he said, why was that stained to begin with? I said, that's what the architect specified. He says, that should be painted, and you should paint it right away. So with all that being said, I went and attempted to change the specifications, and Erin got hold of me and said, you can't do that. That your board has approved one set of specifications, and you can't change them. My experience has been, that's what you normally have staff and or consultants, whether it be an architect, an engineer, an expert in the field. For example, to build the building over there, the specifications was two manuals that thick. And I'm sure that this board did not approve those specifications. Or if they did, I'm sure they didn't know what all was in there. And another example I'll use is we're looking to bid a new piece of fire equipment to the tune of about a $500,000 truck. Well, I can tell you that right now that the fire board doesn't know how big a compartment should be, what size a pump should be, what engine and transmission go together, et cetera, et cetera. So anyhow, Aaron said, no, that's what the city's way of doing things is to have the specifications. So we rewrote those, and in the process then we changed the dates. We had to come back to you tonight now and approve the revised specifications. What I probably should have done, although it probably wouldn't have been what the city would have wanted, would have asked you for permission to begin the bid process. But I didn't. I asked you to approve the specifications. So what I'm asking tonight is to approve the changes that we've made and approve the new specifications calling for the building to be painted and not stained.
And then begin the bid process?
Yeah, well, we have a calendar established that the first step is your approval tonight. Second, then, would be the notice in the paper, which should be on March 20th, a week from tonight. Proposals are due by April 18th, and to be opened at 2 o'clock on the 18th, and then the contract to be approved here by you folks at the May 8th meeting. So, questions?
Sounds like a logical conclusion. Do we need a motion then?
We need a motion to approve the
revised
RFP.
I move to accept the revised RFP.
And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion has passed.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep our fingers crossed for the right price.
Yep. Okay. So moving on to the report of the treasurer.
Okay. I'm going to look at the check register. First two pages are credit card bills. So those total $1,851.16. Moving on to the other bills, $171.26 for more lights. And Michelle said when I was here this morning that the electrician was here putting in more today. Moving on to page 4. Down towards the bottom there, the CVW government, that's a battery, replacement battery in the IT room in the amount of $369.07. Even though it's only $32.50, I was questioning the OCLC, and that's Online Computer Library Catalog. So that's just for your information. Down at the bottom, if you'll remember, last month we said that the Olson Roofing had been here and repaired that spot. And the roof, and this is a pleasant surprise that it's only $271.
Bubble gum.
Battery, CW PVC battery, like, what kind of, are you talking about the small ones?
No, we're talking big ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to go back. The transactional billing for January, do we get this every month, and we'll see a notice before? The OCLC.
Oh. Michelle, you want to explain that?
Well, she texted me this morning, but
that's we have our patrons have come in and request our book, and if it's through Illinet, some places charge for books to come in. And so we call the patron and we say, we can get this book for you, but it's this much money, and that you want to pay for it or not, and they pay for it, but they come in and they, you know, they'll give us cash or something, and then we get a bill for it and have to send it in to them. So,
we pay the $32.50, but the patron pays us back, basically.
Yeah, they pay it, and then it goes out again.
Where does that money go when it comes in? When they pay it, does it go to the same account or no?
Where the money that comes in, where is that recorded? Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous income. That bucket that all undocumented money goes into.
Okay, so then on page 6, the service agreement for the cameras with Sound Incorporated, $291. So our total expenditure is $7,521.57. Two payroll periods this time. So you can see the summary page with our total disbursements, $56,265.97. Now look at the budget report. We are at 83% of our fiscal year. So there'll be March and April yet left to be recorded on this, and so we'll definitely have to bring our magnifying glasses for those. If you'll notice, there's no more property taxes coming in the last 3 months. No personal property this month. So basically, our revenues are kind of dried up. And the total revenue, we're at 94% of what we budgeted. As we go through the expenditures, you'll see that we are in a lot of categories way, way below the percentage. So we should be coming up okay as we have the last couple of years. The only places we're over budget, and this is what we anticipated, was the outside repair and maintenance. And then the books line item is also over budget. But Michelle said that if you'll notice, the DVD one is below budget. And so those two will balance out. And she's basically not spending more money there because, and she still is getting DVDs, but that's through the development fees. Did I say that right? So then on the page 3, we did get $2,100 in development fees. So we've done very well there compared to what we had budgeted, or over twice as much as what we had budgeted. So that's good.
Keep them building. Keep them building.
Gibson Memorial Fund, I don't know how yours is recorded, but the bottom line is on the back of the page. So there's still $7,437.81 in there, and most of this money is from the Friends for programs and books. And while I was there, the Friends brought in another check today, so that there'll be about $10,000 in there. Some of these programs, Michelle pointed out, will come out of next fiscal year because there'll be summer programs. the last one is the cash statement. And that still shows we're doing okay. Rob, you have any comments about that?
No, the cash statement per se, but on the budget report, you're currently running a surplus of just a little under $100,000, $98,061. So I would assume at this point that you probably finish off fiscal year 17, which ends April 30th, at about break even. So you'll have about $500,000 in fund balance, which is 75%, which is very good.
Okay. Any questions?
Have a motion to pay our bills.
All right, I move we pay our bills in the amount of $56,265.97, which is a breakdown of $19,891.53 for and payroll at $36,374.44.
And can I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Do we have a roll call vote?
Yes. Johnson?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Elder?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Lindblom?
Yes.
And thank you. And moving on to the report of the library director.
Okay, the month of February, we had 12,320 items checked out and we also had 91 new patrons that were added. So we added 290 items, new items were added to our collection. Most of those were from development fees. Our Omni and Illinois e-reader, we have two different e-readers for our patrons to choose from. And you can see most people like the Omni or the Illinois e-reader. But a total of 606 books were checked out between both of them. We just have paid a $3,000 for 1 year for the Omni. So that's taken care of for a full year. On the next page, we have two of our staff that come to the WSPI and talk about the programs that are coming up. And then we also have a staff meeting, and the staff meeting was a department head staff meeting, which we usually have them right after a board meeting and keep them up on anything that we need to know that's going on. Our book clubs, we have three book clubs, the evening, the lunch, and the men's book club. And each year, well, this will be the third year we've done it, but they read one book, and we come together in July and we discuss one book in one meeting. And this year, we're kind of jumping on the bandwagon with the schools that are doing. Is your school doing this one?
That's the one that they're going to do middle school and high school, I'm pretty sure.
Middle school and high school. It's called Beatles and Angels, A Boy's Remarkable Journey from a Refugee's Camp to Harvard. It's a biography. Mm-hmm. And the schools are, Beth Gambrell's kind of working with this. She's the one that's came in and talked to me about it. And we have also asked the Threads group if they want to be part of it. And the Friends, to see if they want to be part of this too. And any of the library board members, if you'd like to read this book and come to our July meeting, we'd be glad to have you come. It's 135 pages. I've already started reading, it's pretty interesting. But the schools have also happened to offer come, and they've invited the community to come to the authors. So I'm going to do quite a few things going on about this. Our lunch group is our book club group. We're doing it in July, so that all the books that we have here check it out. We'll have like 20 copies of it. So if anybody would like to read this, let me know.
I will.
I'll get a copy for you. I'll get your copy, and then it should be kind of a neat thing. It's called One Book, One Community, Your Fill Reads.
Thank you. Anything for us?
Just an update. I think a while back I mentioned that the city was going to do a building commission study of all city-owned structures.
Okay.
They received a response to a request for qualifications from a number of vendors. Administration committee will be reviewing those this week. The library will be included.
Okay.
Or is included already in that study.
Yeah.
After I've just received this today, so I really haven't had a chance to delve into it, but it does appear that it's the kind of study that we need. Basically, what it's going to do is identify for each building by system, air conditioning systems, windows, roofs, plumbing systems, each individual system of the building will be listed, the condition that it's in, the time that it would need to be repaired. In other words, if it's good today, what will it be 2 years out? This study would go 10 years out. So in other words, anything over the next 10 years that would need to be repaired would be included in this with a cost estimate attached to it in the proposed year for maintenance or repair or replacement, whichever it might be. Mm-hmm. It'll all be on a computer.
When the completion is...
Being able to modify... looks like it's going to be a good system, what they're proposing, but as I said, I haven't read through the whole thing, so I don't want to...
When is the proposed...
pardon?
And when is that supposed to be completed?
It looks like it's going to take about 3 or 4 months to complete once it's done. Right now, the process is going to be City Council Administration Committee is going to review it this week.
So by the end of the
next
summer.
Next month, we will have, if we decide to go with the low acceptable vendor, we'll probably bring them in for an interview, ask questions, and then it will go to City Council. So I'm assuming within the next 60 days, it probably would go to City Council. And then it would be, I think it's, if I read it right, about a 4 month process.
Can I ask a question? So this is, the city is doing, is going to send possible vendors to us, and they're going to go through and test our systems and tell us when we think they would need to be repaired. Or is the city...
This would be for all city, this would be for all city buildings. So in other words, this firm would send out inspectors, would work with our own public works department, and actually catalog everything.
Okay. Now, is this something the city is doing and we are included?
Yes, this is something the city
are
is doing.
Are we going to get a bill for it?
No.
Or is it... Okay. That's what I'm just trying to figure
no.
out.
Are we going to get a bill, Rob?
No, it's currently budgeted under our citywide capital
right.
fund,
okay.
So that's nothing to do with the library.
But we're included.
But the library is listed
right.
as one of the buildings
okay,
you know,
gotcha.
That will be included.
Yeah,
so
you're included.
So I think it's going to be very helpful for this for this group to have this information. I think it's a long time in coming. So,
will they include the parking lot?
Pardon?
Will they include the parking lot?
Yes. Structures, buildings, structures, landscaping.
But then
site plans, site work, curbs, streets.
But whatever things they would find,
we're responsible for.
The library is going to be responsible for taking care of them.
Most likely, you know the answer to that.
If they identify something and say, we recommend that you repair this or fix this within the next, you know, let's say 5 years, are we committed to doing that on their timeline or using one of their vendors?
No, I think this is
truly just
this is,
like
I think
a check.
This is something. And again, I can't speak for them.
Yeah.
I think this is something that this board would get the information,
okay.
would get the plan for library facilities,
and put it in our timeline.
Until we have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But we'll have to pay for it anyway at some point.
Yeah.
Just when.
Yeah.
But at least you'll be able to plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing about this is you'll know what the costs are. You'll know what's coming up next year or the following year.
Do that before we decide to pay.
And you'll know what happens if you defer something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the following year, what that's going to impact. Cause...
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you. Standing committees. Anybody? Policy, finance, personnel, community relations. I think personnel. Don't we have a meeting soon to? Who's on that committee?
I know I'm on the committee. I remember being at the meeting last year.
I can. think I have it here. Lyra.
Okay, I've got it. LaChance, Ryder, Gambro, Rodriguez.
Oh, that's a small committee now. LaChance and Rodriguez.
Well, but
yeah, personnel.
Darren's taken.
Oh, yeah. Crawford, Gambro, I'll have to take Gambro.
You think it was in Grider's name?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There you go. Look at you.
Yeah. As soon as Gary finds somebody to replace Beth, we'll be in good shape. So far, he's got nobody. Okay, moving on to unfinished business. We've already taken care of the painting bid, so we can talk about the budget.
Okay, everybody should have a copy in your packet. Rob so nicely put together for us. Everything in the green highlight are the changes. I said that wrong. My grammar's not right. Everything in green is what we propose to change. So you'll see down under salaries, we proposed a 3% increase for both the full-time and the part-time staff. And this also included hours to be open on Sunday. Well, actually, it was just an increase in hours, and Michelle was to decide whether it would be Sunday or adding on hours during the week. So all of that then was affected, did affect the FICA, retirement, and health insurance, and so Rob figured those out for us.
Health insurance didn't change.
I'm sorry?
Did health insurance change? It's not highlighted. I'm sorry.
Health insurance shouldn't be impacted.
I'm sorry. That was just full-time. I misspoke.
Yeah.
Then down to professional services. We, I got to get out my sheet.
IT person.
I need more time.
I got here's the increases. We increased that from 29,000 to 40,000.
And now what's that for again?
IT, an additional eight hours.
So just being open longer is what's going to make that?
No, the IT person.
Just for the IT.
The person that works on our computers.
Yeah.
So are we extending the person's hours, or are we truly giving them a $10,000 raise?
No, we're
extending his hours.
Okay. An additional day per month, correct?
Yes.
8 hours per month. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to get an IT.
Then down to automation, we decreased that from $35,000 to $20,000. On the next page, wait, I think that one's still on this page. Outside repair and maintenance, we increased from $25,000 to $50,000. Because that will include the paint. So we hope that's going to be enough to cover that. And then that's the line item that has been over budget. Then down to operating supplies, we increased it from 8,000 to 10,000. And that was just based on what we've been spending.
Can I ask a question? What categories are included in operating supplies? Because I know there's like an office supplies category that's different from operating. So office supplies is pretty obvious. But so what's included in operating supplies?
Well,
what buckets?
One of the big items there is all the light bulbs.
Okay.
Special lights.
Yeah.
What else?
I would also assume like the wrappings for the books, the library cards.
Is that stuff in office, or is that operating?
Anyone that we have to hire to come in to do a project here, like a plumber or something like that. It's getting someone from the outside to come in.
Is operating supplies?
It's operating.
Okay.
Outdoor.
No, that's an outside
repair. No, right.
That's outside.
Operating supplies would probably be, well, that Cambria invoice would probably be charged to operating supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and light bulbs, like you said, that would be a big...
That's like
a huge one. Yeah, light bulbs. So I would say that's probably the bulk. I mean, if you want, I could print out a general ledger activity report.
I was just curious.
Okay.
General buckets.
Yeah.
Okay, and then books... We increased that from 5,000 to 10,000. So last year, excuse me, was the first year we even put in a line item for books, which is a little unusual for a library.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
So we would be 112,000 over?
That would be correct.
Mm-hmm.
So then over on... no, these new pages aren't numbered. That's the second to the last page.
With the long green shirt.
Yeah. We put in 15,000 for computer equipment and software. And according to this report, we didn't have anything in for that. So because the computers are getting older, we needed some updates.
Is that pretty typical? So it looks like we've kind of gone every 2 to 3 years with significant expenses there. Is that pretty standard for...
Again in here. Yeah.
On the last page, all of that is explained, which was a summary report from the finance committee.
Can I ask a question of Seaver, which kind of goes along with the budget? With this review that they're going to do with the buildings, are they going to be also looking at possibly efficiencies, lighting changes that could be more efficient,
yes,
things like that?
As I read the information that I have, yes.
Okay. So, you know, based on what they determine, maybe changing the lightings will save us money on so much
Correct.
Money on
Correct.
Electricity. Okay.
It's going to take you years to recoup that.
Yeah. Especially because we get so much, right? Well, plus
like
we get free electricity.
Calculated the cost of a hybrid, say.
Yeah.
With the increased cost of changing it, it takes years for you to get your gas money back.
Yeah. But we spend a lot of money on bulbs, and perhaps the bulb, different kinds of bulbs, would be less prone to blown off.
So we have to approve the budget for each. Like library capital is its own separate thing, so that's the proposal is actually a surplus of 10, right? Is that what we're saying?
Well, so we're just going to, I recommend that they accept the total budget that's printed here.
And it's a deficit budget.
Yeah. Is it the last page or the total is?
The total budget is...
Is that page 2? I don't think
it's
page 3 and page 4.
Page 2, yeah.
The library debt service and the library capital budgets.
Right, there's three budgets to approve. Fund 82, which is your big budget, your operations budget. Fund 83 is your debt service, which is pretty much a wash. You have property tax coming in, you pay debt service. Then your library capital, which is primarily comprised of development fees, and then you have certain things that you can buy with those development fees. So, they're all important in their own way, but obviously the most important one would be Fund 82, which is your operations budget.
And when Rob sent this to Michelle and me to see if he had made the changes that we had proposed, he also, I'll read this last paragraph, please note that these proposed changes do create a deficit of approximately $100,000 per year through fiscal year 2022. I feel that these deficits are sustainable for approximately 2 fiscal years due to the library funds, 82, existing fund balance reserved. However, by fiscal year 2020, I would expect that the library would experience cash flow issues.
I have some real concerns about that. I don't. Why do we want to put ourselves in a deficit?
I just think that at this point, we have to reflect. This budget reflects what we really should be doing. What we decide to do, whether we approve it or not, is up to the board. But I don't think we can. We no longer can continue to cut.
Oh, I think we've got a lot of.
So the city needs to really know what we need and what we're actually even doing. And I don't think it's. I mean, I think we are in serious trouble in a lot of ways.
Oh, I agree.
So you either cut, which we've been doing, and our services go down. We don't give our people salary raises.
Well, they did get one. Did they get one last year?
They got one, but we didn't give one to them for 5 years.
Wasn't it 7?
Yeah, maybe even longer than that. It was a significant length of time, so you can't continue to have your employees continue to take the hit. It's not a great budget. None of us on the committee thought it was a great budget. But I don't know what else to do at this point except show that this is what's going to happen. You're going to spend the money, and you're going to run it out of money. And then you got to decide, are you going to keep a library in Yorkville, or are you not? That's where we're going to be.
Because we're facing a referendum.
Yeah.
To do what?
Well, because now we're part of a tax cap. Yep.
So I think I have a different perspective, and I think that we can get... I think there is a lot more to cut in our operating budget than we've done. I think there's a lot more that we can find to cut so that we can do things like be open more. This elevator company, maintenance company, they've been overcharging us for years. And we're not doing anything about it. I mean... I don't think we have any business putting ourselves into a deficit and putting Yorkville in a position to say we need more taxes or we're going to go out of it or we're going to close. I think we owe it to the taxpayers to be more responsible with the funds that we have available to us. And I think we can very well. I think
we've presented a deficit budget the last 2 years, and we've come out even both of those years.
Not this significant, though, I don't think.
No. Not for 112, 16,000, 18,000.
This is
five, six times
that. That's because you're putting books back into the budget that are more significant. You're giving salaries.
But can we grade it?
And you're opening the doors. So you close down on Sundays again. You cut. You can take that all out. We can take it all out, and we'll be back to not being open. So the decision is, are you going to continue to have shorter hours?
Well, I think we just have to put the cart before the horse. We're putting the cart before the horse. I think we want to be able to give raises. We want to be able to be open more. We want to do all of these things. But we haven't saved up the money. We haven't found the money yet.
I don't think we will find the money.
It's not fun. It's not fun and it's not pleasant, but it can be done.
The problem is it has not been fun for the entire time I've been on the board. We have done nothing but cut since 2000. When did we open this?
2008.
We've been here 10 years.
And we've done nothing but cut.
But are we cutting on the right places,
though? I lost so many hours of sleep trying to get this budget so that we could operate.
Yeah.
We had to cut over $200,000 from our budget.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to go through that again.
And well, I think we owe it to the taxpayers.
We owe it to the public to offer great services.
I think we can do both.
I don't know how you can cut that much from the budget. Okay, so this
take every
company,
single.
How much money is that going to save us?
I have not gone through and done all the math, but I know that I have found another provider. I have a quote in my bag right now that is a monthly savings, and right now the contract that we signed with Tyson Krupp, or however you pronounce it, that's how I'm pronouncing it, we agreed to a $175 a month fee, they are now charging us $254 a month in addition to maintenance costs that should be covered by our contract. We have the gold package.
They're not covering. They're charging us every time.
Right. Like the camera company, they are doing what they're supposed to do. When you sign a service contract with somebody, you say, we're going to pay you monthly so you can come in and check up on everything. So if anything breaks, it's covered like kind of like a warranty style. The elevator company is not doing that right now. And what I would suspect is that we're paying a lot of money. I mean, every time we hire somebody to come in and do plumbing and do heat, do HVAC and do, you know, lighting, do all of these things, are we ever questioning any invoice? Are we ever call? I mean, annually we should call every vendor and try to renegotiate rates every single year. And if they're not willing to hold our rate or potentially lower it depending on what we're doing, we need to call other vendors and try to find somebody who's better. I think we ought to be doing that annually, every single year, not just when a contract renews.
I would say that would be a good thing, too.
One of the problems there is that we don't have a business manager here.
We don't.
The city is doing that for us.
The city's doing what, negotiating contracts with our vendors before we pay them?
No, they're acting as our business manager.
Well, it's been 10 years since we started. They do raise the prices.
Yeah.
Right, and I mean, places are going to raise their fees. I mean, costs are going to go up every year, but I think we're not being as...
Some places are
not proactive as we should be.
In order not to lose your business, though. Mm-hmm. My husband calls the cable company every year.
I think we should have somebody doing that. But we don't have a business manager. That's what a business manager would do. So that falls on.
Right. Is that Michelle a duty, Michelle? Is that a duty that Michelle could take on?
I don't know.
Phone calls, it's phone calls and emails. It's not, you don't have to go meet with anybody. You just do it all over the phone and email. You got a list of your vendors, and you periodically reach out to them.
But they are going to come and look at the facility to see what's included.
Well, if they're a current vendor, they should already know. They shouldn't
but
have to
try to change it. The other people are going to have to come out. Right. She's going to have to meet with them.
Right. It's not going to be just the
right, but again, what's most important? Is most important running a solid library program on a solid budget and taking the time to go the extra step, do the additional tasks that may not be fun, they may not be pleasant. I mean, if this was your household budget, I mean, I feel like if we look at this from a household budget perspective,
we'd be in real trouble.
We're booking Disney trips, we're buying new cars, and we're updating our appliances when we can't pay our credit card bill. If you're the homeowner, you wouldn't do that.
Wait, what's the recommended you should keep? Like, we keep several months' salary in the bank. We do not spend it. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't cover us. But I was poor, so I know how to cut everything off. These people be living with expensive phones still. I'm like, you people are crazy. Why do you still have cable? You don't have a bill. I know how to go all the way down to cheese and bread. But I don't understand what is the amount we do not want to go below. Because then we wouldn't even be able to pay our employees to come to work. You know what I mean?
And keep the lights on. That's going to happen, I'm afraid.
Within 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. So I can't.
I'm going to say I don't feel comfortable with that. I would rather cut some of the stuff. Only because I just had my book budget cut. I had to get creative to get the same amount of books or get books differently for my students, and they cut it back to, they basically cut it in half. We are doubling books in two different areas. So I do want more books, but to double books in two different areas goes from like, you know, from 0 to 100 instead of going from 0 to 40 or 60.
Michelle, tell them how much they have in books. I mean, remember I asked you, what would you like to have as, what do you think would be a good line item amount for books?
This line item here for books is specifically from development fees.
Yeah, that's just...
This is from our...
So we
didn't buy any books except with development fees.
Right.
And there were
years we didn't even do it with development
fees. No, we didn't buy books at all because we had no development fees.
Can you ask Michelle? Did you want to let Michelle answer?
Yes.
So,
go ahead.
Do you remember the amount?
Well, that was a wish list, too.
Well, and tell her what that was, though.
$100,000.
Okay, so what we have here, though, is we've got, and you recognize that's a wish list. That's not, you know that's not going to happen, right? But that's, again, taking it to, like, the homeowner example, right? I want to eat healthy. I want to buy organic food. I want to shop at Whole Foods. I can't shop at Whole Foods.
Right. We know that.
We're trying to shop at Whole Foods right now. We need to shop at Aldi.
We've been doing that for a long time. I would agree we probably should be negotiating with the vendors all the time, yeah, with everything that we purchase. Yeah. Every outside service needs to be negotiated.
Right.
I
the IT 100%. Person, everything.
Right. Every single thing that we do, we need to look at every... I mean, and... while I would love, love, love to get behind a 3% raise for everybody, I don't think that makes sense right now.
I don't know how you can continue to because they went so long without anything.
But do we have to give one every year?
I think you get one every year.
That's not a guarantee.
Not often.
That's not a guarantee. The teacher association is up next year. Yeah. It's no longer. There are some districts where the teachers do not get one every year.
It's not like they're making a fortune to begin with.
Right, but at the same token, though, it is not normal to get a like a cost of living increase every year, and 3% is well above a cost of living increase. Cost of living is typically 1 to 1.5%. 3% is a very good raise.
CPI or something like that.
What?
I can't remember the name of the index. CPI,
yeah,
is it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And but then also, I mean, while I'm sure that all the library employees are great. I have a staff. I have to do this every year. I've got 18 people that report to me, and I have to decide
who stays and who goes.
Who's a top performer, who's meeting expectations, and who needs improvement. And I am not allowed. I cannot put them all at the top. So by nature, not every single staff member is truly a top performer and has, or if we're looking at a merit increase, while I'm sure they are good, we have to be honest that not every single member probably
is. Sounds like we need a new finance committee.
We may have to go back and look at that one line item there that nobody wants to look at called group health insurance.
We did that already, Russ.
Yeah, no.
I think our problem with the health insurance is that we're tied to the city, so we can't change our own, right?
Yeah, we can.
We can?
Can we not?
I'm sorry, what?
Health insurance? Library can decide to do different than, I know we can do a different policy than the city does.
Yeah, I mean,
but if we could there be things that about the health insurance that the city does that we could do differently?
Like HSA contribution, $6,000 contribution for full-time employees, is that right?
Well, I don't know about that, but it seemed that from our conversation a couple of years ago that the library wanted to go their own way with health insurance. Mm-hmm. They could do that.
Our problem is, though, that the staff is too small. When we pull ourselves out from the city, we're probably not going to get a better rate. But, I mean, things like that, HSA, that stuck out in my head. A $6,000 HSA contribution paid by your company... I work in healthcare. That is unheard of.
That's
nobody
part of
the
$8,000. It's not.
That's totally. It's not. I mean.
It's an HRA, healthcare reimbursement account. And
we're paying $6,000?
Well, there's
no, the employee receives.
Yeah, it's a PPO plan. You get a card, and I think the total is $5,750. And that's what we pay.
And that is an employee plus family, so that's the full.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how much are we paying if somebody's an HMO?
Well, it's less, but HMOs are less robust plans.
So we have 3 full-time employees, and we pay 4, and we pay $89,000 a year.
Part-time people don't get that at all?
Part-time people don't get health insurance.
Wowza. $27,000 in I know health insurance is ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
So because we have more part-time people is why it's a $50,000 increase compared to the 10 or less than it was for full-time? I'm just saying the total bucket went up $50,000 for part-time people.
Well,
extending our hours.
If you're going to open the library, you're going to extend part-time hours.
Well, that's what I was thinking in my mind.
Yeah.
If I have more opportunity to make money, do I also need a raise at the same time?
Yeah.
There's
an issue with part-timers. They cannot go over 1,000 hours.
How many are part-timers working now?
Well, how many are at 1,000 hours? Are you talking?
Or reaching there?
Quite a few of them.
Because
if
they go over 1,000 hours, then it impacts the
IMRF,
the retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and how many hours
we have to contribute, and we have to contribute from day one of the year.
So
when they go over 1,000 hours, it covers them.
But we,
yeah.
We have to hire more people because the people that want to work here are at their limit. You know, they're the ones that we work on Sunday for open, and we love to, but we're already, you know, they can't.
We ran into that situation.
What's more cost effective, to convert another person to full time or to hire more part time?
Oh no, hire more part time. You have to get insurance.
Yeah.
I already know that. I can tell you that one. The insurance is hurting America right now. Yeah. Insurance is struggling.
That's making us all. When we lost our children's librarian, Rita, we hired two part time. And it's an issue there too because they can only work 20 hours a week, both of them, you know. And there's a lot they need to do in that department.
Mm-hmm.
Be out in the community also.
When you say be out in the community, are they expected to like network?
Mm-hmm.
As a part-time librarian, what are they networking?
What
or are they running programs or
they do it at Panera?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but so going to Panera to run a program, that's not. Like out, that's it's not like they're going to chamber functions.
I'm
going to
tell you that I'm a school librarian.
Okay, just making sure.
No, but I'm a school librarian and a children's librarian. We have different duties, but when you're salaried, you work above and beyond 40 hours a week because if you want your program to be good, there's just lots that you do outside of the time you're at work, like the clock time. So both of these ladies want their children's program to be good. They don't just go, I'm here, clock in, I'm done, clock out. They're probably still working, you know, like a teacher. You're still working long after the 8 hours that you're at the building is done. So I would say that I would not give an increase if we want. I am more dedicated to opening more than paying a second increase 1 year from just giving an increase. I understand that they waited a long time, but we just gave one. And I would almost rather see how much it would cost to get another, just to see if we took away the increase, but added one full-time person, how different that is. I know it would increase our insurance, but there's a $50,000 increase in part-time salaries here. Like, would that maybe get eaten by a full-time person? Because I think another full-time person is way more valuable to our programs and the development of our library than a lot of people who only work 20 hours a week. And as soon as they get into something, they got to get out of here. And you got to call me on Tuesday because I don't work on Wednesday or Thursday. And
yeah, so it's definitely worth looking at. A career, you wanting it to be a career.
We
person.
Have only four people in this entire building who are career people. Yeah. We need to be thinking long term for the health of this library. I think even the people who are here, who are part-timers, then want to stay. There's another position to aspire to. With only four, who's leaving? Like everybody, those four people stay a long time until all the part-timers don't have any place to grow. We're not building a system that brings you in, you build experience, then you have a position to move up to when somebody moves. A full-time, right? I don't know.
Well, and to your point, too, about thinking long-term, If we go all in with this budget, put ourselves in the hole, and know that after 2 years we are not going to be able to operate at full capacity anymore, do they want 3% now or do they want a job on year three?
Good choice. That's a good question.
I want a job. I'm going to take the 3% away, especially if you're going to give me a few more hours. I want a job. In this economy, I want a job.
And I mean, I think even as we look at staff and what they do, I don't know what librarians do. I don't know what the programmers do. But I think maybe somebody who does understand that, maybe we look at it, look for efficiencies, look for ways to streamline, not so that we can cut the people, but so that we can free them up to do other jobs. Is there a task that's assembly line type task that we can look at to take like a lean approach to it and see, can we make this run faster? Like sending books out and doing all that correspondence. How much time does it take to do one unit? Can I make it go faster? If it takes me 1 hour to do a batch of 10 books, can I find a better process? Can I streamline my steps so I can do it in 30 minutes? Now we have identified another 30 minutes that person can spend doing something else. Because we need the people. We need them to be working.
But can we bodies and people who run programs than like this Illinois E-Read? I look at this every time because I pay for e-books at my school. I'm not keeping something that's going to cost me thousands of dollars for 25 people to check it out every month. I'm not. I'm looking at numbers and going, that, like, I'm cutting $1,700 in subscriptions next month. Next year. They were like, all right, it's time to renew. So sorry. They cut my budget by $2,000. Your subscriptions cost me $1,700. I have people use it, but not well. I don't have the time to train the teachers on using it properly. I can't continue to pay you $1,700 while they figure it out.
That's yeah, maybe we go through some of these things and look for
how much
use items.
How much does Illinois EV cost? I'm going to tell you, your community is going to value open and people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're not going to see the value of that 25 books got checked out on Illinois E-Reads.
How much does Illinois E-Read cost?
Illinois, it's about
$600
a year.
But it adds, you know,
yeah,
but
it's,
that
so
adds,
it's not
that's
huge.
The insurance contribution, yeah. No.
You get the elevator repair company to give us a credit, and we re-sign with a different client that, you know, we're going to drop our fees by $80 a month, right? You cut a $600 here, you cut $700 there, you make these little cuts, you know.
Because if we kept
the cleaning
bills,
supplies.
That's 10, right?
I got three companies that we can 50. Call and get quotes for cleaning supplies.
Let's afford another full-time person.
Salaries are
$10,800
if you open 3 hours on Sunday. Salaries of $31,200 6 hours a week, so that's why it came up with $42,000 for total salary.
What was the second number? That's the percentage increase, though, right?
No, 6 hours, $31,200. So it would be 6 hours per 6 hours.
Oh, this is open during the week
yeah.
as well as Sunday.
Yeah. Right, as well as
no.
Sunday.
No, or?
No,
she put them together.
It's both for $42,000. The 6 hours per week was $31,200, and 3 hours on Sunday was $10,800. So the total we said wasn't it 42?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could cut back to only open on 3 hours on Sunday and not extend any of the hours during the week. I mean, you can cut wherever you want to cut. We'll be right. You know, that's the board's decision. This is just the recommendation from the Finance Committee, and anybody's welcome to redo the
yeah.
Finance Committee at any time.
No.
I mean, that's...
It's a lot of work.
I came to one of those meetings. But what the thing that is very encouraging to me, personally, is that you guys have a lot of great ideas, and you're the future of this library, and you need to get in there and get your hands dirty, because
This one bothers
me. You have to keep it open.
I know they're valuable, but I'm
you don't
saying
have
this one bothers me.
Which one?
The professional services. I really need to investigate how much an IT person needs to get paid by the hour.
Well, and maybe some of these. I mean, is the IT person is that like a salaried person that's employed by the library, or is that a consultant?
No, that's just a person coming in because we looked at an IT as a full time salary again. So I mean,
right.
Ideally, we should have a business manager and an IT person, but we don't have the money to do either one.
But you wouldn't have one that worked only here for this size. You'd have somebody who had multiple.
That's why we have a consultant.
That's what we have.
And consultants
are
expensive.
When you hire a consultant, and what we pay Lloyd is...
So how many hours is...
Is the consultant?
He's right now 8, and we're saying to send him to 16.
Right.
How many years of schooling do you need to attend to make $40,000?
We're adding...
16 hours a month?
8 hours per month. How many hours is he in here now, Michelle? How many hours is the IT person?
He works 16 hours a month.
16, so you're adding...
Currently 16.
Yeah, so you're adding another 8 hours.
Is there like an hourly... Is this an hourly fee?
Yeah.
It's an hourly fee, right, Michelle?
$60
an hour.
Which is a lot of money to me, but for an IT person, that's not out of line.
He's way cheaper than me.
Is he, Russ?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, there you go.
As I told him, this is what the library is willing to pay.
How much an hour?
Work?
Yeah.
60.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. He currently works 16 hours
a week.
Month.
A month. We're going to add 8 hours a month.
Right.
That's 24 hours a month. $40,000 divided by 24 times 12, 12 months in a year, is the equivalent of $139.
Yeah, it's about right.
An hour.
$139 an hour?
Yes.
Wait.
So
24 hours times 12?
24 hours
per month
times 12 months.
$1,400 a month.
So $139 a month, an hour. People, that's why I said I'm going back to school, because $40,000 and I work, that's less than I work in half of a week.
$60 per hour.
So then why did we up professional? Is there another service in that? Professional services?
You've got your legal, you've got your,
service?
there's a whole
that's
list.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
there's a whole list of people.
In IT,
that's just the IT person you're just adding, Wemeka, you're adding 5,000.
Professional services is several people.
Right.
Yes.
We're just adding $5,760 to what's already currently being paid for all the professional services.
I've got a whole list.
She's got
well,
a whole
it went from 29 to 40, so it's an 11,000. That's why I noticed it. It was the amount of money that went up. $11,000? We adopted 29 for last year, and now we want it to be 40.
But I think there was something else in there that had to increase.
That had to go up. And legal services is its own line.
There's what's in that category?
Please tell me. Because otherwise I'm going to IT. Leave the library.
Be a consultant.
Okay. You want me to read them? Mm-hmm.
You could just specialize in library IT consulting services.
Alarm. Detective Monitoring System, Comcast, Castle Insurance, Cannonball Mechanical, Cintas, Comcast Phone, IES, that's the Elevator Inspection Service.
There you go, that's part of it.
You have utilities separated, that's what I'm like.
It's totally separate.
Yes,
yeah.
So Comcast is not a utility?
No.
That's what internet service.
And they charge extra.
Telecommunications is not that either.
No. I know, but the ones we have now do.
That's its own line item too.
So, like each of those things, are like so Comcast, are they holding our price for the year, or are they increasing?
Holding it for 3 years.
Okay.
Five
so,
years.
Like all of those things, we need to go through every line item and find out: are we paying more than we did the prior year? Can we get our price held?
And
little things
back.
Too, like if we have, if we know there's going to be something that's going to be a set amount every single month, is there a discount to pay in full up front? Because we know we have savings. So we can, if it's a $10,000 bill for the whole year, and we know that if we pay in full up front, they're going to give us a 20% discount because they want the money up front, we can tap into our savings and get that money out the door front to save ourselves the 20% in the long run. Is there anything like that that we can do? I do have the quote for a elevator competitor. Right now we're paying $254 a month. This is for $149 a month, and it covers all the same things.
And we wouldn't
and
be
repairs?
Billed like we are now?
Right.
Every time.
And the repairs?
Nah, I wouldn't mind at $254 if we weren't being billed in addition to
I know, that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
For hundreds of dollars every time they come.
That's
and the problem also with the Tyson Krupp contract is that it does state in the fine print that they can increase their fees annually, which is normal. Like, normally there is a fee escalator built into the contract, but generally there's a particular percentage associated with it. In the Tyson Krupp contract, it says that they can increase their fee annually at their wish, and
their
it doesn't
wish.
Specify
so
an amount.
So they can give you a good entry fee and then jack up the prices the year after.
Correct. Yeah. So we're stuck in that contract, and that's, I was going to make a motion later, but I don't know if that was the right time.
I mean, $25,000 of it is the penalty.
Well, when did we have campus into the city?
But still, $120,000.
Well, I mean, prior meeting in April, so next month.
Okay, sounds like somebody's going to have another finance committee meeting.
I'll volunteer to come to it if you want me to, but you may not want me there.
No,
I
want you there.
I thought I heard.
I missed it because I had 8 o'clock in my thing and it was 7.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. You didn't actually do it.
You want me to?
We believe we're going to get 30, but these are the only things
what does Illinois E-Read give us that Omni doesn't?
There's two different e-books. Yeah. So if you can't get the book from one, you can go to another company.
But most people use the...
Our libraries have two, three, four deals. We had one for years, and now we've got two, because we thought we were getting all grown up here.
But we got to paint the building, so...
Yeah.
And we want to open more, because if we do need to get to a referendum, if you're closed all the time, you're not winning over any... Yeah. You see what I mean? Like, you have to open more, because ultimately the seven employees are not going
to
win the referendum. It's the people who feel like, I needed to stay open on Sunday. No, I needed to get there at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, paying them more money.
Well, and I think ultimately what we need to do is we need to do the painful thing now and get our budget under control, cut our expenses to the bare bones. From the outsider's perspective, we've got so many awesome programs, but we have fees for most of them. Granted, they're nominal, but you got to pay to check out a DVD. Redbox is cheaper than we are. You know what I mean? Like, we need to cut our budget to the point that we can do all of these things. Not all of the programs can be free. I know there's costs with some of them that you can't avoid. But we need to try to do that type of stuff so that we can be open longer. We can do more that's free for the general patron. And then that there's our value to the community. Because I just, personally, as a taxpayer, I am fed up with my taxes. They are not, they're not skyrocketing, right, and they are not slowing down.
The other issues.
So that's where you're at with the library. The tax cap isn't going to help us any.
Right, and that's why I feel like we can do this on the money we have. We don't need to take more, because the city is going to take so much more from the homeowners as it is. Let's not be part of it. Let's hold ourselves to a higher standard.
But you do know that we're going to get less now than we've already been getting.
Yeah, we can do it.
We have property taxes at $645. Could that potentially be less? Or
yes.
Is that definitely what we're getting?
Well, that's your capped amount. Now, that's what we're predicting. I mean, the extension is usually a little bit less because not everybody pays their property taxes. Sometimes there's property tax appeals. You know, we've had, like, some people have had 3 years in a row of property tax appeals hit one tax year. I mean, typically we collect about 99% of what's extended to us. But I mean, I think at this stage of the game, 640, 645 is a reasonable number.
Well, and I just think that I think there's room in our expenses to find the cuts, and we can make it work. But I also think we all have to change our mindset, and this extends, Michelle, to your staff as well. Little things. And I'm not suggesting the staff is being wasteful at all, not in the least. But little things, it's a mindset change. It's looking at, like, I mean, we always see little, like, program fees running to pick up batteries and pick up paper towels and wipes and all that stuff. Are we really thinking through all those tiny little costs? Yes, it's $20 here. Yes, it's $60 here. But did we really need it? Could I have just run upstairs and dug through the closet and found what I needed? It's that little stuff, and if we all tackle the big stuff, Michelle, you help us tackle the big items, and get that staff in the mindset of improving, of cutting our costs, finding ways to cut corners where we can without sacrificing the value, because we can do that. Streamline processes. I mean, if right now we have a task that takes three people a whole week to do, can we look at that process and streamline it and make it two people so that the third person can do other programs?
Good luck.
Yep.
So
I don't want to see the morale of the staff deflated. I think that we just barely boosted it a little bit last year by giving them a raise. And
I don't think that instilling in them a mindset of continuous improvement and eliminating waste, I don't think that's going to reduce morale.
How often do you come in and talk to the staff?
Never, because I work full-time and the library's closed when I'm home.
Well, so that's the difference.
Right, but, I mean, to the same token, people are people, right? Change management is a thing that exists, right? This is what we do. When we look at a budget and we say we can't afford to continue at this pace, then we start looking at individual processes, look at individual line items, look at individual tasks, and run one by one, tick them off. It's not easy. It's not pleasant for us. It doesn't have to make the staff's job hard. It's just little changes.
It will.
Well, if we have the right approach, if we go to them and say, this is terrible and this sucks and everything's awful, then absolutely. But if we go to them and say, guys, we need to find X number of dollars. Let's make it a project. We can have a team project and find, can you find $500? I mean, you're laughing at me, but I found $68,000 in my company in our process last year and saved the staff 10 hours a week per work per person just by streamlining their jobs. Did I eliminate a staff position? No. Did I literally, each individual person saved 10 hours a week, which saved the company a total of $68,000, and that freed those people up to spend that 10 hours a week working on other clients to bring in more revenue. It can happen. We can do it.
How much does a full-time employee cost in insurance?
Depends on whatever.
This 83 is for four people?
88,000.
Is Michelle 88,000? Not in here?
Yeah, no, she's in there.
Right. Michelle includes the four people?
Yeah.
Come on, people, we got to do better.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm probably glad we got to do better.
83,000.
83.
Oh,
it's really like 84.
So no, what do you want to do with the budget tonight? Are you going to table it and revisit it between now and the next April meeting?
I think there's more discussion and work that needs to be done on it, so I think that would be...
Yeah, I don't think we have a choice.
I don't think we have a choice.
Okay.
So I guess I need a motion to table the budget until the Finance Committee can meet again to discuss the budget.
I'll move to table the budget conversation until the Finance Committee can meet and regroup.
Do I have a second? Was that a...
So I second.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All in favor?
What?
Nothing.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Two opposed? And motion carried. So I guess the next thing is would be for the Finance Committee to have a meeting. To discuss
more people
that.
Than who was already there need to come.
Yeah.
In the meantime, between now and the next meeting, though, I think we need to make some phone calls, contact some vendors, do some research. Because just meeting again is going to be, I mean, it can be helpful, but we're not really going to identify major areas where we can make cuts if we don't have the research in advance.
You can make the, you already know where you can make the cuts because you cannot give them salaries and you cannot be open.
Right, but that's not going to fix everything.
You know, those are two things that, you know,
you
can go line by line and you can cut what percentage, which we've done before. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to do. It isn't.
No, I understand.
She's very good at pinching pennies. So you're. It's just what do you want to cut? And those of you who are obvious, I mean, and there's passion with you guys, and you need to come to the meeting and really put your ideas in the line items that you value and cut the things that you think can be cut. But I don't know that it's, well, I'll say that for the Finance Committee.
Yeah, again, Lindblom, Chacon, and Johnson are on the committee. I encourage everybody on the board to be there. If we can come up with a time when we can do it.
I'm not going to have a deficit. I just would like to diminish the deficit.
Can we?
Yeah, and I...
For spending money on different things.
Daytime...
Can we set up the meeting while we're all here still? Instead
yeah.
Of, we, okay.
What time works for everybody?
Evenings. I mean,
I personally won't be there unless everybody's there.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you that.
Because we're going to be back to this.
Right. I'm not hashing this over again and be the only one hashing it over again. So if it needs to be at a time where everybody who has this, has, you know, a horse in this race needs to be at that meeting.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
But I also think, though, between now and the next meeting, if we don't, there are some things that we can do to put us in a better position to decide what cuts we can make. For example, I found three companies that also sell janitorial supplies and do delivery. One of them is kind of far, but I don't know. And so I would like to see if Michelle would be willing to call those three companies and get quotes for what we currently do and see if they can beat what Cambria does. I would also like to see if Michelle would be willing to call Home Depot and Menards and see what they would charge if we were to call in an order by phone. They could package it if they would deliver it. If they won't deliver it, could Michelle or another staff member just drive by, they load it in the vehicle, drive home, other staff helps carry it into the library so that we can see what some options are. That would give us five other options to look at. And I would also like to see if we can, do I need to make an motion to have, I want to, I...
We have a motion on the table.
Okay, sorry.
Or...
No.
No.
We already.
Oh, that's right.
I'm
sorry.
We're just deciding on a date for the finance committee.
The other thing that I think we need to do is research this elevator cost.
Yes, we
so
do.
So, can we have?
We need to get. Do we know of another company that'll do elevator?
Yes.
Repairs. Do we have three, including the one we got?
I don't have three, but I do have Suburban Elevator, and I have a quote from them. It is from 2016, so I don't know if it's still valid.
Yeah, probably need to get it.
Here is the contract for Tyson Krupp and the account manager's name and number, and here is a list of elevator companies in the Chicagoland area. I've already called them all and identified the best ones.
Yeah, okay.
So some of that work is already done. But I think at this point we need Tyson Krupp to return our phone calls because I simply just don't have the time in my schedule to continue to harass Russ or Ross, whatever his name is, from Tyson Krupp
Ross.
Anymore because he stopped hearing my phone calls. And
sorry.
I don't know why. I'm very pleasant.
Right,
you know they're wrong.
I asked him on the phone for a credit for what we have overpaid for, and that is when he stopped returning my phone calls.
Yeah.
And the email address he provided me was invalid. I've tried calling Tyson Krupp corporate office. I've tried calling local satellite offices and asking to speak with managers, but unfortunately I only have his first name, which doesn't get me very far. I have been unsuccessful. That's a great, great option.
We need to stop paying.
They will call us. They should call us then.
We stop paying the bill.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to do that or if we, what makes more sense is just to not pay the next one.
I would be under a new insurance plan and then I'd stop paying the bill.
Well.
That's like car insurance. I'm not going without coverage.
Right. Does it make more sense though to have like a kind of city attorney call and quote unquote demand a response from them?
Just remember that if we have our attorney involved,
right.
You're going to have to add to your legal fees.
Right.
$500 a call.
A call?
We're thinking more years as a city. Since this is, this
I think
is,
it's like $350 though.
Yeah.
Since this isn't specific library law, which is what our attorney does, it could be the city attorney.
And like we don't need the city attorney to do anything, just to say can you respond.
Michelle should probably address the part.
Yeah.
But I think like some of those types of things, if we can do those things between now and the next meeting, the next finance committee meeting, then we may, like if we call some of these cleaning supply, janitorial supply companies and get a better bid, get a better quote, get a better price, then we can maybe cut some other areas without having to cut hours. Michelle, I have the list of these. I don't know if you just want my note.
Okay. Who would have the information on, I mean, I can guesstimate from here, the 84 divided by 4 is about $21,000. But, so these new numbers represent both an increase and more hours. Barb has the notes with 10 more hours. Just that Sundays.
Sunday, 3 hours on Sunday is $10,800.
How much a full-time employee might start
at? We didn't look at that. That wasn't one of our... Oh, we didn't... I mean, we didn't bring up...
Right, I know. I'm just saying, for our next meeting...
What's a starting salary, you mean, for somebody to be the children's program person?
Because sometimes when you have two, you're saving money on insurance, but you're losing some of that because of the time you have to catch each other up constantly.
You're losing that.
What are we going to do with the two that we have?
Well, only one would move up and one would, you know, whoever's more qualified for it. I don't
one
know
one will
that.
Get the full part-time position and one will stay part-time. Mm-hmm.
Because we were going to need more part-time you needed more help, period, because you're open more. Like, the people you have, you said, were already reaching their max. So if we open more hours, you were going to need to hire another person. But maybe those extra hours are covered under the fact that somebody's now a 40-hour-a-week employee and not limited to 20. Or actually, your salary could work what's necessary in your salary. One teacher works 40 hours. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying you have a little bit more flexibility with a full-time employee getting benefits than you do with a part-time employee who's got to get out of here. Their time is up, you know? Then maybe, yes, that salary part stays the same, but one, there's another position people could move up towards. There's more help. There may be more streamlining in your programs. Maybe you could do your programs different timing now because they're not so limited when they work. If you have somebody who can be here every day, or one of them is willing to take Sundays. I don't mind working Sundays. You know what I mean? Because sometimes when you get hired for a job, they know they need a weekend person. And so interview for this full-time position if you're willing to work Sundays. Or not. You know what I mean? But then you kind of have somebody who you already know will be a full-timer here in the building on a Sunday. There's a couple ways to look at it. I just like to know the cost.
So at our meeting, then, we have to decide whether or not you're going to put your money, where you're going to put your money again, which is what the last meeting was where we came up with this budget. So, again, if we have another meeting, everybody needs to be there.
Well, we need you other people that weren't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was only there for part of it, but yeah. We need to make sure we can be there for the whole thing.
I need an email or phone call reminder beforehand so that I get the time right.
I know, I was looking for you. I was like, what? Our calculator. She's like,
I can do Saturdays.
I had 8 o'clock in my calendar.
Okay, we need to set the time.
Yeah, because I need to get going.
Next week, it's not a good week for me.
Well,
number one, the 24th. The 24th, I'm headed to Florida.
I'm actually free a little bit during the day after that, but he's going to be gone.
I'll be gone the whole following week.
What about the first, the week of April 3rd? We will get out of spring break.
April 3rd.
How much of a deficit were we in that one?
How about Tuesday the 4th?
I mean, it wasn't 112,000. I don't really recall
We're looking at Tuesday the 4th.
At what time?
Before it has to be that, I don't have the calendar in front of me, so I don't know if this room's available.
Okay.
But we could do it.
Well, it would be like 7 o'clock, so the library would be closed.
No, we rent the room out.
Oh, okay.
We do. So, you know, I go up, look at my computer. It's going to take me about 10 minutes if you want to wait.
We can wait. We got a couple more things. Well, we got a couple other things.
I'll be able to do it on the 4th.
You won't?
No.
Oh.
But you can do it without me.
Yeah.
And me also.
No. Head no to those two requests.
I can probably rearrange some rehab that I got going on Monday the 3rd, so we could do it Monday the 3rd. I'll just rearrange that.
In the evening?
In the evening.
I can't do that either.
What about Monday the 20th, next week?
I can't do that.
I was going to say, my twins are turning 14. I'm not going to be that mom. I leave them all the time.
What days can you do?
It's not us. You guys have to meet this time.
What
we came up with.
Well, we need you there,
okay,
too.
Okay, I can do...
Tuesday the 14th, tomorrow. Like, let's just go forward here.
I can't
here.
Do tomorrow.
I can't do tomorrow.
The 15th.
I can't do tomorrow. Well, we won't have all this information.
Yeah,
we need at least a week, if not more, to go through
and
do some of
this
stuff.
It has to be by when,
Ron? Well, preferably the second council meeting in April, but I mean
But not preferably. What's the very latest we can get it to you?
Well, I mean, the city council has a draft library they have a draft library budget in front of them, which they may choose to pass at the end of March. They may choose to pass at one of the meetings in April, but
it's the one that you presented.
It's the one
that you gave us before.
Well, I think it's the one actually that's that you had in front of you.
It's the deficit one.
Right, but if the library board amends their budget at any time, I would present that in front of City Council. The next City Council meeting then would be amended accordingly to your wishes.
The next City Council meeting will be, or the April 1 would be when?
Well, it's the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay,
so
April 11th.
11th and the 25th. Like.
So anything that week of the 3rd? Any evenings?
I could do the 5th or the 6th.
I can do either.
I can do either.
It's tax season, so it all sucks, but I'll make it.
I'm going to say that the 5th is better. I have PTO on the 6th, and my daughter's tap is a crazy day. Every day is a crazy day, but Wednesday after 5:30 is better.
So if we did Wednesday the 5th at 7.
Do you want to go check the calendar, Michelle?
If you want to check
the calendar.
Do you
want to try, would 6 p.m. work if 7 doesn't work for the room?
I think.
Oh, we're going to need more than that one.
Yeah.
I was here for like 45 minutes, and I knew they were just getting started. So anyway, an hour
for. And later works for Darren better, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So 7 o'clock is good for you.
Who knew, right? The library will be this.
So much fun.
Okay, so it's tentatively April 5th at 7 p.m.
Yeah. If you want to go check your calendar. Well, that kind of addresses the cost cutting.
Yeah.
So
we could take care of that at both at the same time.
Yeah. So April
5th. Okay,
I kept asking, where is she?
Yeah, we were worried.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, moving on to new business. The 5K. Are we doing one?
Looks like yes. We're going to need the money pretty badly.
We're going to need the money.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I thought,
I mean, we have the timekeeper.
I don't think it's going to be even this
year. Yeah.
So the
we need to basically do everything the same,
the
race, but get a sponsor.
Which I love her. Yeah. Pay for her, because she brings the timer and the...
She was fantastic.
And, yeah. Yeah. Was a real race.
And she kind of almost ran, almost was a race director, basically.
Yeah.
She gave us a discount. I don't know that she'd give us a discount year two, but she was really accommodating, figuring that it was less. I'm going to say I really like that the park district handles our money. I can guarantee you it costs us a couple hundred dollars. People do not like multiple screens.
Yeah.
So Race Time said that they would do it for us on their site, where you literally click, you want to race, and pay with your credit card.
Yeah.
Like most race I used to, I haven't been racing really, so... it's been kind of a retirement for me. But when it's just a one click, you enter, and they just... I have a couple of teacher friends, they like, I had to like register for the park district before I could register for your race. I don't live in Yorkville, why do I need to register for your park district? So they were just irritated with that. Mm-hmm. Those extra steps, you know what I mean?
Yep. I think we should leave it with Race Time. Let them do the registration.
And I can email her. Is it still going to be Labor Day weekend?
Yes. And we've already got her, we should already have her committed for that Saturday.
Are we still going to have the book sale?
Yes.
I mean, last time I feel like that was an accident.
Well, it was kind of a whoops.
Right.
They're willing to work with us.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not going to
buy it. The only problem we had was people wanted to come in the front.
Right.
The front way for the book sale, and we sent them around the back way.
But they dealt, and they were fine.
And and then after a point, I mean, 10:30, we were cleaned up and gone.
We were cleaning up, but there was a little overlap in the parking lot. People let the park close and get into this. They start lining up early, because they want to get the first dibs on the...
On the books.
Now, we do need to get like a good big sponsor, and I mean, the only one I could think of was Boomba, because they're a sporting good company and they're in Yorkville.
Yeah,
but they're not really a running company.
Naperville Running Company actually gives a for our runners here in Yorkville. They give a percentage off of their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They love advertising. They love Yorkville.
There's
something that we can look into for a sponsor.
Perfect.
Who's calling them?
Trying to.
Somebody write it down. I got Race Time.
I can call the running company if somebody will hand me a pen. Never mind, I see one here.
Even if we got $1,000, you have the, how much was it? It was, I can't remember which report it was on, but even if we got one sponsor for $1,000.
It was a total of like $1,300 was our total take.
Right.
And I think we ended up making like $300.
So $1,300 was our total cost.
Yeah.
If we could get $1,500, then anything we get in registrations would be ours. You know,
right.
That's what we need to get, $1,500 in sponsors.
Yep.
That needs to be our goal.
Someplace I have.
So if we could get like Brother Running Store to do a $500 or $1,000, then we just need to find a couple other to fill in the gap. I mean, I can ask for $1,500 up front, but I don't know that they would do that much. But we can always ask.
Then it could be all theirs. But yes, anywhere from $100 to $1,500.
So where's the running company?
There's a couple different locations. So the running store, the Naperville Running Company, same one. I'm just calling it something different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Running company.
Yeah, there's the one there. I buy all my shoes there. So.
On 75th Street?
I usually go to the one on 59, like the south end of Naperville, mm-hmm. just because it's closer to my office. But there's also one downtown Naperville.
No, I mean 75th and 59. Like if you're on 75th, yes, just off of 59.
Yeah,
that's the one you're probably talking about.
75th and 59?
It's close to 75th, but I mean it's further down from 75th.
Oh, what store is that? That's a running store. On
the Roadrunner.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Roadrunner.
Yeah.
That's what it
was. Yeah, because this one is further down from 75th. Yeah, it's
closer to like 111.
Oh, I didn't go there. Okay, I went to the Roadrunner. My husband bought shoes there.
Do we want to ask Boomba also?
We want to ask any and everybody to give us money.
Everyone.
I can add Boomba.
And we need
list.
To ask now because Hometown Days had already asked all of these businesses, so they had already donated to that. So then we didn't have a lot of sponsors to.
Yeah.
This is the list of companies that Trinity uses, gets money from. Can you make me a
copy of that? I will say.
Mostly restaurants.
If we can get that early, she can put it on her site sooner.
Is it available?
Also, the name needs to be out. There were a lot of people who didn't know about this name.
Wednesday, April 3rd.
You're wrong, but besides that, it goes through this subdivision back here. That's not even Yorkville Public Library Incorporated.
But yeah.
And then around the part of you, Christian, and back up to here. So we went out and we were supposed to go that way, but instead we went that way first. We raced around Parkview.
What
back up, and then we see that subdivision.
So what other good sponsors, what other companies for sponsors can we think of, like local companies? What about the new restaurant, Crusades, Burger Bar?
So actually, they're opening a brand new restaurant that's supposed to be like homegrown, like the food.
So basically, I'm just going to go to the...
It's where Cobblestone is going. It's not open yet, but that one's supposed to be local.
And isn't that going to be owned by the same people that own Crusades? Okay. So maybe via email we can come up with, let's through email try to come up with some local stores and restaurants
to
start calling.
I'm race time lady.
Okay.
You are all sponsors.
Would you like to be involved in this? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have
last
to
time, didn't we
meeting.
Get the cross country team? We got some volunteers.
Andy came, but
that's the beginning of cross country season. Actually, it's in the middle.
Gave them the option.
So, all right. Yeah, and just to see what their schedule is. So this would be
middle
on a
school.
It
be on the Saturday before.
It works for middle school because they're not usually in season yet. Like they're not running. High school didn't work for that. The problem is they can run. They have to run on Saturday morning.
Yep.
But our race costs them like.
Right.
So they were running the track over here while we were running.
Right, for free. And for free. To get their run in. Our south. We need to get creative. So you need to get the
could they
flyer.
Be Pacers?
Well, no, you need to get the flyer. You need to get a flyer in a cross country. And it's like if 10 or more cross country students sign up, you pay $50.
Okay.
See, parents want $50.
It was helpful to us.
Signing up. But at $25,
it's
they're like, just go run around the track. I'm not paying for that.
Like
they're kids.
Like
they're
middle school kids. I remember seeing that line.
So, we need to come up with a meeting so
all
we can discuss all this. Any other business? Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Yeah. I'm waiting for